The Jack Benny Program.
Starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennessy, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Gentlemen, one of the most popular restaurants in the country is the Brown Derby in Hollywood. So let's go back to yesterday afternoon and look in as the Brown Derby's head waiters handle the overflow luncheon crowd.
Well, Gus, did you see Mr. Gable at his usual place?
No, Julius. Mr. Gable joined Eve Arden on her party.
Well, that's good. There's so many people waiting.
Well, perhaps we can set up some more tables. Hey, Julius, look who's coming in. Jack Benny. You take care of him.
No, Gus. It's your turn this time.
No, it's your turn.
All right. I'll take care of him. He changed networks. Why doesn't he change restaurants?
Oh, Jack, here comes Julius.
Yeah, he'll get a table. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Julius. I'd like a table.
They have some lovely tables at Romanoff's.
I know.
Romanoff sent us here.
Oh. Good afternoon, Miss Livingston. I didn't see you. I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Benny. You'll have to wait. Every table in the place is taken.
Well, maybe we... Hey, Mary, look. Hey, look, there's Jimmy Stewart having lunch all by himself. I'll ask him if we can sit at his table.
But Jack, if he's eating by himself, maybe he prefers to be alone.
Oh, don't be silly, Mary. You'll be glad to have company. Come on. Only, let me do the talking.
Well.
Hey, Mary, look who's here.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Well, if it isn't Jimmy Stewart.
You know, Jack, Hollywood's a funny place. You say, well, if it isn't Jimmy Stewart, and everybody in the Brown Derby applaud.
Yes. By the way, Jimmy, we're in a hurry and all the tables are taken. Would you mind if we join you?
How can he say no? You're already eating his rolls.
There's enough for both of us.
Sure. Come on, sit down here. Here, I'll make room for you, Mary.
Well, thank you.
There we are. Now, Jack, I'll move over to see
you. Oh, just sit still, Jimmy. You need to move for me. I'll squeeze right in here and then we can... Whoop! I'm sorry, Jimmy. I knocked over the pitcher and spilled the water.
Oh, that's all right. With this weather, it froze before it hit the floor.
That's right. Here, Jimmy, let me hand you my napkin. I knocked over the ketchup bottle.
Better wipe it off, Jimmy. You look like an ad for Blood on the Moon.
Gee, I'm sorry, Jimmy.
You know, Jack, I've been sitting here eating for 30 minutes. You've been here 10 seconds, and you've got more on me than I've got in me.
Well, I guess it's because we're in such a hurry.
I take your orders, please.
Yes. I'll have a club sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir. Yours, Miss Livingston?
Oh, gee, I don't know what to have. What's that you're eating, Jimmy? Oh, it looks delicious.
Oh, this is something my mother always used to make for me. It's my favorite dish.
What is it?
Matzo ball soup.
Oh.
Julius, I'll have a Caesar salad and a pot of tea.
Yes, Miss Livingston.
By the way, Jimmy, I saw your latest picture. You gotta stay happy. And you and Joan Fontaine certainly make a wonderful combination.
Oh, well, thanks, Mary.
You made that picture for Universal, didn't you, Jimmy?
Yes. And before that, I made Rope for Warner's, and then I made one over at MGM, one at RKO, one at 20th Century, and then one for Paramount.
What's the matter? Can't you keep a steady job?
It's just that Jimmy prefers to freelance.
Oh.
By the way, Jack, what have you been doing lately?
Well, I've been rather busy with radio.
Radio? Well, aren't you a little late getting into that with television or anything?
No, Jimmy. I've been in radio for 17 years. But I haven't made a picture since I was at Warner's. And I left there because there was always a big issue, you know, when it came to casting.
Well, I can understand that, Jack. You and Errol Flynn are the same type.
Yes, we are.
Jack had the same trouble with MGM, but they decided to keep Lassie.
Anyway, Jimmy, I'm not appearing in pictures because I'm producing them now.
Oh, I didn't know you were producing pictures, Jack.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I just finished my first one. It's called The Lucky Stiff, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Brian Dunleavy, and Claire Trevor, soon to be seen at your neighborhood theater.
Jack, what are you yelling for?
Jimmy, if these people can eat here, they can afford to go and see it, you know. Oh, plug's a plug. And then,
Mr. Benny, if you'd like, you can move over to this table here.
Chilius, I thought you didn't have any empty tables.
We've got a lot of them now.
Now, let's see. What were we talking about before the food came?
The picture you produced, The Lucky Salad.
No, The Lucky Stiff.
Oh.
Say, you know, Jimmy, I've just been thinking, you're a nice guy, and here you've been having it tough not working steady at only one studio. So I'm going to do you a big favor and put you in my next picture. Jimmy, what happened? Jimmy.
Oh, that's the first time I ever saw anyone choke on a matzo ball.
I probably surprised him with my offer.
Yes, you certainly did. But, Jack, the only reason I can't accept it is because I have so many other commitments.
Well, Jimmy, we can make it after you fulfill your other commitment.
But, Jack, after that, I want to take a vacation.
No, but, Jimmy, my boy, look, I'll make a big star out of you. Now, you got to let me make this picture with you. Now, what's the salary you usually get per picture?
$200,000.
Water's on the floor.
So are you.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Jack, You better discuss this with Jimmy some other time. It's getting late and the whole gang will be waiting at the studio for rehearsal.
Yeah. I'll get the check. Waiter, our check. Waiter.
Jack, just call him. Don't waive your toupee.
Jimmy, this isn't a toupee. It's just a small hairpiece.
Hairpiece? I'd like to have a fur coat like that.
I'd like to have you read your line.
Jack.
What?
Suppose I run along and start the rehearsal.
Well,
see you later, Jack. Goodbye, Jimmy.
So am I.
Say, Jimmy, have you heard the way people are talking about Mary lately?
Talking about Mary?
Yes, I hate to see this, say this to you, but have you noticed... Have you noticed how she always leaves the table just before they bring the check? It's embarrassing, you know? I hate to see it, too, you know? But anyway, Jimmy, getting back to the picture I want you to do for me. Now, I have a story.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I happen to have a snapshot of you, Mr. Benny. Would you mind autographing?
Oh, I'd be happy. Say, Jimmy, would you mind lending me your fountain pen?
Not at all. Here you are, Jack.
Thanks. Let's see. With my very best wishes, Jack Benny. Here you are, lady.
Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you.
Oh, wait a minute, lady. This is Jimmy Stewart. Don't you want his autograph?
No, but 30 years ago I would have.
Look, Jimmy, I've got to run over to CBS and rehearse my show. Suppose you come along with me, and we'll discuss a deal for a picture.
No, Jack, I'd rather not.
Here's the check, gentlemen.
No, thank you, sir.
No, Jimmy, let me take it. After all, it was your table, and Mary and I barged in. So I insist on paying you.
No, Jack, I'd feel better if I paid for it.
Well, if your health is involved, go ahead. I gotta run along and... See, my hands are kind of sticky. Where's my napkin? Oh, here it is. I can't pull it up. What's the matter with this napkin?
You've got my shirt tail.
No. Here, I'm through with it. Go on, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Jack.
I didn't realize it was so late. I hope they started the rehearsal without me.
Jack. Hi, hello, Jack.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, kid.
But by the way, Jack, did Jimmy Stewart agree to let you produce his next picture?
Well, not yet, Mary, but I'm sure he'll come around to talk to me about it. Now, come on, kid. We've got a rehearsal to do, so let's get started.
Mr. Benny, I've read over my part 3 times already.
Well, good, Dennis. It's nice to know that you're diligent.
Diligent? Are we doing a gangster sketch?
That's diligent!
Well, don't I get nothing for being close?
No. And Phil, look at Phil, watch your cue. Now, you come into the sketch on page 21.
21?
Yes. That's all your fingers, all your toes, and one more. Now, Mary, in this sketch, you're going to play the part of Dennis's wife, and you just got married.
Dennis and I are newlyweds?
Yes. And you're in Niagara Falls on your honeymoon.
Where am I?
What?
I don't know about you, kid, but I'm on page 22.
That's 21.
I got 11 toes.
Phil, you miscounted. Try again. Now, Mary, as soon as we...
Jack, what was that?
I don't know. Who fired that shot?
I did. That reverberation you just heard was the result of a firearm that I discharged to test the acoustical quality of the studio.
Acoustical quality? Who are you?
I'm Herbert, your sound effects man.
Oh. Well, look, Herbert, don't try any more shots. All I want are the sound effects that are written into the script.
Well, you can depend on me, Mr. Benny. For years, I have devoted my artistry to dramatic shows, and I have mastered the most difficult sound effects ever heard on radio.
Really?
Yes. One in particular baffled every sound effects man in the industry. But by perseverance and sheer ingenuity, I managed to reproduce it.
I see.
It was on the prudential hour. The scene was a moonlit night, and two lovers were dancing out on the patio.
Oh, yes, I heard that show.
As the soft music filled the balmy summer evening, the two lovers drew closer and closer until his cheek lightly brushed against hers. That was the most delicate sound effect of all.
Well, I should imagine it was. How did you get the sound of his cheek delicately brushing against hers?
I slapped a hot water bottle with a piece of raw liver.
Ah! Say, those are the kind of effects we need on our show. Now, Mary, I'll write a scene where you brush my cheek, you know, against your cheek against mine. See?
But Jack, liver is 90 cents a pound.
Well, just kick me in the pan. Now, Don, let's take the rehearsal from that scene where we're in the house and there's a knock on the door.
Okay, Jack.
Herbert, give us a knock on the door. No, Herbert, a little louder. Herbert, that still isn't loud enough. Why is the knock so soft?
I use Jergens.
Oh. Well, then maybe we ought to have a doorbell instead of a knock. There, that's more like it.
Well, I didn't do that.
What?
Jack, there's really someone at the door.
Huh? Oh, Don, you're near the door. Open it, please.
Say, Jack, it's Jimmy Stewart.
You see, Mary, what did I tell you? Came after me already. Come on in, Jimmy.
Thanks.
What can I do for you?
Well, Jack, I hate to break in on your rehearsal like this, but there's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, Jimmy, it's quite all right. We have plenty of time.
Not me. I got to go to Niagara Falls to meet Mary.
Dennis, be quiet. Now, Jimmy, what is it you wanted to talk to me about?
It's about the picture.
You see, Mary? Now, Jimmy, we can start production on the picture just as soon as...
I mean the picture you autographed at the Derby. You kept my fountain pen.
Oh.
I wouldn't have bothered, but it's a lifetime pen, and I'm young yet.
Yes. Here's your pen, Jimmy.
Thanks.
Now, Jimmy, let's get back to business. I know you made a swell picture call. You got to stay happy. But I can do so much for you that...
Jack, why don't you leave him alone? Can't you see that Jimmy's not interested?
But, Mary, I can help him.
He doesn't need help. He's already won an Academy Award.
An Academy Award, Jimmy? For what picture?
Philadelphia Story.
Who cares about Philadelphia? I'm going to Niagara Falls.
Jimmy!
Now, be quiet.
You know, Mary, you're just about the only sensible one around here. And you know something else? I think you're very pretty, too.
Oh, Jimmy, do you really mean it?
Yeah, sure. Of course I do. Come over here a minute, Mary. You have such beautiful eyes and such a lovely complexion.
Oh, Jimmy.
And maybe sometime I could take you out dancing in the moonlight. Just the two of us, maybe? Out on the patio?
He's getting close to her, Herbert. Get ready with the liver. This for Jenny.
I don't let dramatic actors get bigger laughs than the movie. Now, look. Let's settle that picture deal we've been talking about.
Well, Jack,
you're supposed to be mad here.
Oh, Jack, I just can't make a picture with you this year.
Not an award he can't read.
Jack, I just can't make a picture with you this year. You'll have to excuse me.
Yeah?
I'm going over to dressing room G. I have to look over a dramatic script.
Oh, that's right next door, Jimmy. I'll show you where it is. Kids, I'll be back in a minute. So, Jimmy, as I pointed out to you, it'll be to your advantage to make this picture for me.
Jack, I realize now that when you took my fountain pen in the Brown Derby, you wanted me to follow you around.
What?
So, when you took me into the dressing room, told me to lie down and relax and put my feet up on the chair, I should have known you were up to something.
Huh?
Jack, give me back my shoes, would you?
Oh, yes, your shoes. Here you are, Jimmy.
Now, thank you for my socks, too.
Oh, yeah, your socks. Now, Jimmy, as long as you've got a few minutes while you're putting on your shoes and socks, let's talk about the picture. Now, if you will just...
No more talk, Jack. I told you I have too many commitments, and that settles it.
Okay, Jimmy, but if you change your mind, come around and see me.
Well, I won't change my mind.
Say it isn't so. Little does he know. La, 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 la. Now, come on, kids. Let's finish rehearsal and make it snappy. Rochester's waiting for me out in the parking lot with my car.
Well, Mr. Dunn will be out in about a half hour. I better start warming up the motor. Must be something wrong with the battery again. I better take a look. Now, let's see. There's the battery, and it has the positive and the negative. Then there are the sparks. The sparks are supposed to go from the electrons to the electrodes. Or maybe they go from the generator to the distributor. Then again, maybe they go from NBC to CBS. I think this loose wire here is the trouble, so I'll just fasten it in.
Hello, Rochester.
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Stewart.
Say, has Mr. Bennett come out of the studio yet?
No, but he should be here any minute. By the way, Mr. Stewart, I was over to your house the day before Christmas. Mr. Benny had me drop off a package for you. Did you get it?
Yes, but this time there was too much starch in the collars.
Well, don't look at me. I'm rough dry. Mr. Benny's a starch man.
You know, Rochester, your boss amazes me. How long has he been in the laundry business?
Oh, a long, long time. Say, Mr. Stewart, you were born May 8th, 1911, weren't you?
Yes, that's right. How'd you know?
He used to take our diaper service.
I did?
Yeah. It broke Mr. Benny's heart the way you and Gary Cooper grew up so fast.
But, Rochester, I still can't understand a man of Mr. Benny's position having a laundry service in his home.
Oh, the laundry's just a sideline.
A sideline?
Uh-huh. Mr. Benny does more business in his living room than Eastern Columbia Broadway at night. Yeah. On dollar day, you can't get near the joint.
All right, Rochester. Are we ready to go?
Yes, Lord Officer.
Good. Now, first, I want you to drive me to...
Jack. I'd like to see you for a second.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. So you finally changed your mind and you want to appear in my picture?
No, it's not that. There's something I'd like to ask you.
What is it?
Now, look, Jack, you've been using little tricks so I'd follow you around all day.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I must admit I did. You're not angry, are you, Jimmy?
Oh, no. But tell me one thing.
What is it, Jimmy?
I know how you got my fountain pen.
Uh-huh.
I can even figure out how you got my shoes and my socks.
Yeah.
But how in the name of heaven did you get the filling out of my tooth?
I'll tell you when we finish the picture. Come on, Rockman. Let's drive the car.
The Columbia Broadcasting System.